Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Happy Friday morning here aboard the mothership. We are live and have landed in Bacon Country.
Bacon.
We are at Bacon in downtown Boise,
Bacon.
Broadcasting live. The aliens are here. They have filled the tables. They're enjoying their breakfast. They're enjoying their bacon and delicious breakfast treats. We have amazing treats in front of us right now, including a bacon flight. There is 5 shot glasses full of different kinds of bacon in front of Bogush and I, so it's that type of morning. Come on down, final hour of the show. Join us. Spend time with us. We are so happy and thankful to be here. And tomorrow night, we're here for the game as Boise State takes on Oklahoma State on the Smurf turf. Now, joining us here on the show, a standout player for the Broncos for years, named one of Boise State's greatest 30 players since the Smurf turf was installed. He's been a coordinator and an assistant coach here at Boise State. Now he's the head coach. Joining us ahead of tomorrow night's tilt is head coach Andy Avalos. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Awesome. Good morning. How you guys doing? And welcome to Boise.
Absolutely great, man. I'm doing so well. We're so thrilled to be here. My second trip here to Boise was here 3 years ago. They keep upping the ante. But I got to tell you, Coach, you make a lot of great decisions. You missed out today. We could have hooked you up with free bacon covered cinnamon buns. I mean, that's the type of stuff we could have done for you here.
That's how you start off a Friday morning right there now.
Yeah, it's a light breakfast. I think you can tell your guys you can have that, go out on the football field. You know, it's only like 7,000 calories or something like that. I think you could run around with that.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Doing awesome. Just our young guys are just down in the weight room getting some extra work in, working out. And so I was down there having some fun with them, watching them train.
So tomorrow night is obviously such a wonderful opportunity for your program. It's a wonderful opportunity for the school to have a Power 5 opponent in your house. And so does tomorrow night take on a different vibe, a different feel than a normal game weekend?
Well, you know, an opponent coming from the Big 12 like this into Albertson Stadium is a big deal. Let's just say it. We know what it is. But every game, you know, every game is as important as the next. We have only had 12 opportunities guaranteed, and we train all year, we work all year, we prepare all year for these opportunities. So each one is extremely important. But the atmosphere around town here already, as people start to come in town for the game, what it's been already throughout the week, the excitement for it, it's a big deal. It's an unbelievable opportunity to have an opponent like this come to Boise.
You know, I thought about you when I was thinking about my own road to this job. You know, I grown up in New York, and I'd always dreamt about coming home to be close to my family. And my first day at CBS, I walked into the CBS building and looked around downtown Manhattan, and I pinched myself. I said, wow, this is amazing. This was a dream come true. I finally kind of felt like I'd come back home and made it. And then I thought about you, and I thought about how probably you must have felt the same way when you accepted this job. What was that initial emotion like when you realized, damn, I'm now the head coach at Boise State?
Yeah, no question. I mean, there's been a couple times, whether when I was a player and I graduated from this university, and, you know, we left, and it was to grow and decide to get into this profession of coaching. And the only thing that I ever aspired to do is make it back to Boise State to be an assistant coach and have the shot to work my way to becoming a defense coordinator. And when I left, I missed it. Coach Chris Peterson gave me the opportunity to come back as an assistant coach. And, you know, it was one of the happiest days of my life, and worked my way to being a defense coordinator here, and was very grateful to be around some unbelievable coaches and staffs. And an opportunity came where we felt like, you know, we can grow. And so we left for a couple years and, again, missed Boise dearly during those years, and when had the opportunity to come back and be in this position and be in this role, it was an unbelievable honor and blessing not only to be back part of this university and this program, but to live in this city. And you guys see what it is coming to visit us here. It's an unbelievable place to live.
It is all of those things. It's why I love coming here and was so glad that we were able to make it back. Andy Avalos joins us, head coach of the Boise State Broncos. It really is a special community. It's a really special fan base. It's a really special place of the country. What do you think the secret sauce is here? Why are things unique and special when you're here in Boise and part of the Boise State family?
Well, I think it's unique for a lot of different reasons. I think the thing that we've got to keep within this community as it continues to grow is the fact that people care about each other. You walk down the street here, people are going to say hello to you. People are going to be nice to you. And that's the beautiful thing about our fan base and Bronco Nation, is just the support and the passion they have to be a part of something. And, you know, as this community continues to grow, it will be important that we always keep our values, much like our program here. As this program and university continues to grow, our foundation is our foundation, what it has been for a long time, but we continue to grow and keep our traditions.
What's the most important piece of the foundation? What is that tagline, that slogan, that sentence that you remind yourself over and over and over again that you want to make sure you don't lose?
Our self-discipline to be able to compete every day, regardless of what we're talking about, that switch is on from the time our 2 feet hit the ground till we lay our head down at night. And that's we're a morning operation football-wise, so that's how we arrive at the facility every morning, how we're able to develop ourselves in terms of being a self-starter and being able to operate in the morning all the way through our football preparation into school in the afternoon, how we compete, how we get ourselves ready, how we're early when we attend class, and all through the rest of our day. And that's what we've been taught here. You know, for myself as an alumni and being a part of this brotherhood is the self-discipline to compete every single day.
Boise State head coach Andy Avalos joins us this morning here on the show ahead of tomorrow night's huge tilt against Oklahoma State, a Big 12 team coming into Albertson Stadium. Is an enormous, enormous event, obviously. And how do you make sure that your guys don't walk out of that tunnel and get outside of themselves? Because, of course, there's still a job to be done, and you guys are good enough to win this game, but you can't if the stars start dancing in front of players and they get nervous or they get too excited or what have you. So how do you ground them prior to tomorrow night's game while also allowing them to feel the emotions and to get all hyped up?
Yeah, there's no question. There's always it's a fine balance. Number one, nobody needs to be Superman. We prep, we train a certain way so that we can play a certain way, and we got to rely on our training that provides us a certain level of real confidence and mentality, so that when the time comes, the lights come on, we come out of that tunnel. We know what that feeling feels like. We know what we need to do from a mental and physical standpoint. And again, no one needs to be Superman. We need to work very diligently together, and we need to be very consistent for four quarters.
Well, I can tell you this. You've got good luck on your side, good karma on your side, because at our remote broadcast this morning, a man brought by a goat. There was a live goat at our show, and I swear this goat's name was Flower Montana, and she had a twinkle in her eyes, and I could see right there that it's a Boise State win tomorrow night. So you got luck on your side, buddy. You've got karma on your side. We've got the goat in tow. We're coming to the game tomorrow, and I think it's going to be a big night for the Broncos.
Well, we appreciate your guys' support and coming to Boise and being a part of this community and coming to the game tomorrow night. Again, we thank you, and go Broncos.
Do you want us to bring the goat by the facility?
Please bring the goat. Goat can run out with the horse before the game.
Okay. Excellent. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning. Go get him tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Be safe.
You too. Andy Avalos, head coach of the Boise State Broncos, joining us this morning on the show. Excellent stuff. As tomorrow night, as we've been talking about, is a huge challenge for this program. Now, the opening night that they had in Orlando, tons of storms and weather systems and delays of that game, and they end up losing that huge lead. They rebounded against UTEP last week and puts up 54 points in a drubbing of the Miners. So Boise State has a little momentum coming into tomorrow night. You know, the Big 12 is the Big 12, but for Oklahoma State, they've had kind of two rough goes out of the first 2 weeks of the season. So tomorrow night, we'll see. Boise State is favored by 4.5 points by Vegas tomorrow night on the blue turf. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I feel like being the chiseled Adonis that you are and also being a natural athlete, this is the perfect breakfast for you. It is a cinnamon bun, cinnamon roll type of thing that's the size of a plate, and it has candied bacon all on the top. I honestly think you do this, and then you go work out, and it's the perfect fuel.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that while we're preparing to eat this, the actual Boise State Broncos are working out right now, prepping for their game tomorrow, and this is our prep for napping in a couple of hours, is having this huge, delicious, icing, bacon-covered cinnamon bun.
If you come here, you have to get this. This thing is delicious. It's enormous. It's beautiful, and I have to tell you, Mraz, I said this to Bogus during the break, Mraz could do real damage at this place. Like, I don't know what your caloric intake high score is, like a Pac-Man machine. I think you could top it here.
I definitely could, and I could see, based on Bogus' Instagram, because he's on his 16th picture in 24 hours on Instagram, it looks delicious, D.A., nice and fluffy, the icing all over the bacon on there, and the bacon lined up in the flights behind it as a backdrop. I think I would go into some kind of cholesterolic shock there. And you guys are talking about naps. I'd be too amped up after all the salt and sweet I'd have. I'd be out basically running laps like I jumped off sides following eating there.
I would love to see you just put on a show. I mean, it would honestly be like
put on a
like an old whack game where they just throw 75 times at the game. Just see what Mraz can do here at Bacon.
I mean, we'd have to give them a heads up, though, I think, Sean, so they have the correct amount of product and inventory to serve you. I don't know that they're normally prepared for such an eating endeavor. So when you get here next, they need to, I think, at least 72 hours head start to prepare for you accordingly.
72 days. Oh,
have you guys thought about lunch yet, too? I would already be thinking about lunch with that big a breakfast.
Well, the thing is, we had such a big breakfast yesterday, I wasn't hungry for lunch. I only had two meals. Now, two huge,
so
delicious
meals. So
the
economy there is suffering by you being there and not me, basically, is what you're telling
well,
me.
No one going into cholesterolic shock.
Basically, Mraz is his own stimulus package. He shows up and local businesses do better. Staff it. We need it staffed. Hey, Pete, we're going to have Khalil Shakir on the show, who's a star wide receiver for Boise State. Should we break here and come back with him, or should we stay on for him?
I think we should stay on, because I was told he was going to call at 15 after.
Okay,
so we have
got
about
it.
A minute to go until he. I was told he was going to
call. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My friend Andrew Catalan, who is, of course, a CBS broadcaster calling NFL games this weekend and every week, and actually texted me. He goes, "So you asked Mraz to book you Tom Brady, and Mraz actually booked an actual goat."
And he didn't even do that. The goat was a walk-up.
Yeah, the goat was a walk-up.
You asked him to get Jake Plummer, and he got crickets. He got silence. The goat spoke more than Jake Plummer.
He said, "Get me Jake the snake." Mraz couldn't even get a snake.
Yeah, or a plumber.
Or
any Jake.
Yeah.
Booked a goat. I didn't even know what kind of animal it was.
So, radio silence from Jake Plummer, Mraz?
Radio silence. So, we finally did track down enough by the way, multiple types of ways of contacting him and not a thing to be found. So, I now am rooting for him not to be at the game tomorrow, because if he does show up, then it's like, why are you really blowing me off? He has to be. I'm just hoping he's up in McCall, maybe hiking through a canyon, you know. I don't know, maybe some CBD oil or something and having a good time.
So you think Jake Plummer didn't get back to your texts, calls, or emails because he's hiking through a canyon on CBD oil?
Look, why else wouldn't he get back to me if you're Jake Plummer? I'm just trying to follow his footsteps.
I'm going to see Jake tomorrow at the game at the tailgate and be like, "Hey, Jake, we reached out to you. Oh, man, you used the wrong email address. Oh, man, you got the wrong phone number. I would have come on."
I don't want to hear his song and dance. He knows he got the message.
Today, earlier in the show, we had a real goat show up to the tailgate, or to this event, and I think that I'd like to bring them to the tailgate, both Justin and the goat. Maybe just Flower Montana the goat. I don't know if Justin has to be here for that. But I kind of felt like that's got to be a sign, right, Bogues? In a good way, a positive way. I feel like the live goat is good karma for tomorrow night.
Although, based on Andy Avalos' reaction, I'm not sure he agreed. I don't know if he got emotional thinking of Flower Montana's deceased sister before that. But he didn't respond as excitedly as I was hoping when you told him the story.
Well, he's an even-keel coach, okay? He's an even-keel guy.
He's game planning. We're asking him goat questions.
He's in game mode, and I'm asking him dopey goat questions. So he's like, "Are we done here, DA? Got better things to do.
I got to go. I heard you can do this."
He pulls a Mark Schlereth. Okay, got to run here, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Our next guest, one of the best players on the Boise State Broncos. He had an absolutely huge game last weekend. He is a preseason Biletnikoff Award winner candidate. He's coming off 7 catches for a 166 against UTEP. Joining us here on the show, preseason All Mountain West everything, wide receiver Khalil Shakir. Khalil, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I tried to get your coach to be lighthearted and fun because we had a goat show up to this broadcast, but I don't think he was taking the bait on it. So you might have an all business Andy Avalos today. Sorry about that. I tried to do my best.
It's all good. He's all business. We love it.
Yeah, so how do you feel going into tomorrow night's game? I mean, obviously, this is a huge one for the program, and you don't want to make it too big, but obviously the reality is it's bigger than most. So how do you prepare going into tomorrow?
I mean, we know we're going into tomorrow, and we've been preparing all week, getting our heads right for when we step on that field in this game time. I mean, right now, all we can do is make sure that, you know, we don't get too on that high ride and, you know, kind of peak at excitement right now. You know, we still have a whole another day, a whole another practice to go through and prepare and polish things up. So what we've been doing is just making sure that every single little detail for every single little play is dialed up 100% so that when we go out there, we can prepare. When we go out there, that we can play at an elite level.
Your night games are commonplace for you, but, you know, they can be a unique experience as well. So how do you prepare for an entire day before you actually hit the field at 7 o'clock tomorrow night? What's that day look like to make sure, you know, you're staying on point and you're not getting ahead of yourself waiting all day to go out there and play?
The key to that is just staying relaxed. I mean, like you said, we don't play till, you know, 7. And at that point, it's like game day hits and you wake up and you're, like, ready to go. So, you know, they have a nice schedule put in for us. As they do for every game day, you know, wake up, make sure we get some food in our system, relax, you know, last minute studying to make sure that, you know, like I said before, every single little detail, just making sure that, you know, we don't peak when we're sitting there throughout that whole day. And then, you know, around 1, you know, kind of, you know, relax a little bit more, get up and get things going, and just make sure that your mind's right the whole day, you know. More than anything on game day, it's mental. You're sitting there and you can really get in your head. It's just staying calm and making sure that you know all your keys, knowing all the plays. And when you go out there, man, just let loose and have fun. That's the big part about it.
Khalil Shakir joins us this morning on the show. It's going to be a full house. The energy is going to be electric. It's obviously going to be under the lights on a nationally televised platform and a Big 12 team being in there. For you personally, is this why you came to Boise State, a night like tomorrow night, to feel that energy, that excitement, and that atmosphere?
I mean, definitely. You know, one of the main reasons, or the main reason I came to Boise State is just because the brotherhood here. It's something serious, and every single player, every single person on staff, the coaches, truly care for every single other person that walked through this building. And that's a big part for me. I'm a huge family guy. So besides the game, that's why I came here. You know, the games was just a bonus, you know, playing these big time teams, all respect to them and going out there and just, you know, putting out their all for us so we can go out there and put out on our all for us. You know, when we go out there, just making sure that we understand the pressure of the game. And I wouldn't even really say, pressure for us. It's really just going out there and just making sure that, you know, we play at an elite level, because we put in the work all week. We know who's coming to our house the whole week through preparation. It's a big emphasis. You know, just making sure that when we go out there, it's not a big freak out just because of who we're playing. You know, we see it more as an opportunity to do something special in front of our amazing fans, and we're just excited.
Week number 1, you had a great game as well in the loss. You had a couple of touchdowns against UCF, but that was such a weird game with the weather delays and the late kick and everything that happened that night. And, of course, you guys unfortunately couldn't hold on to that big lead. When you go back to that night, do you look at that as a missed opportunity? Do you look at it like, oh, man, you know, the whole weather thing kind of threw us off rhythm, off kilter? You know, how do you respond to that being a week one experience and then trying to kind of reset everything for the rest of the season?
I mean, there's no excuses to that loss. You know, we all came back the next day, watched the film, and we owned up to it. We knew what we did wrong right when the game was over. And, you know, we stressed certain situations every single day in practice from, you know, start to finish. And in that aspect of the game, we didn't handle, you know, the end of the second half and the beginning of the third. And we know that. And we took that upon ourselves to make sure that we came out the next week to make sure that, you know, we did better in that aspect of the game. You know, obviously finishing is a huge part of the game. And if you can't finish the game, then you won't come out on top. And that's what happened. And we know that. So what we did is just made sure that we came back and, you know, dialed up every single little detail within those moments where the game kind of turned on us. And we've been working on them every single day in practice and just making sure that doesn't happen again. So, you know, we're ready for what's to come.
Khalil Shakir joins us ahead of tomorrow night's huge Oklahoma State matchup against Boise State on the blue turf. And it has been brought to my attention that your girlfriend works here at Bacon. Is that right? She's one of the staff members here at Bacon?
Yeah, actually, she might have just got there, to be honest. Yeah, she does.
Wow, I think I have actually spotted her. She is standing in the corner. She does not want any attention, but we're going to embarrass her and bring her over here. Come on. Come on over. Can we throw a microphone in at her?
Bacon.
So, Khalil, would you like to ask your girlfriend a question on national radio or have her ask you a question on national radio?
You know, for her, I'm going to let her ask me a question.
Okay. And what's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Sailor.
Sailor? Yeah. So nice to meet you. Thank you for picking up the microphone on short notice. Let me tell you, this cinnamon bun's the best cinnamon bun I've ever had. And so if you're cooking this in the back, I'm not sure, just serving it. It's amazing.
Just serving it.
Okay, just serving it. Okay, okay. So you can ask Khalil anything you want on the air. So he's got to answer honestly. So go ahead.
Oh, goodness. Okay. How do you feel going into the game tomorrow?
Okay, Khalil, what do you think?
No, I feel really good. The preparation that we put in this week as a team has been amazing, and I'm just excited for the opportunity tomorrow night.
Ask him to cook something for you for dinner at some point this week.
So on Saturday night after the game, what are you going to cook for me for dinner?
Khalil, what do you think? What do you got? Mac and cheese?
The routine after the game, there isn't really much I do except for go to sleep. So we'll have to see.
Okay, maybe breakfast on Sunday morning for Sailor?
Yeah, man, probably. We could see.
Okay. Hey, Pop-Tarts doesn't count, okay, man? Well, I don't think you should come over here for a pre-show meal because it's a little heavy, but I will say this place is awesome and seems like Sailor's part of a great experience or a great enterprise over here with a great staff and cool bosses. So you guys are in good hands, and Khalil, I appreciate you dropping on by the show, man.
No doubt. I appreciate you guys.
You got it. Be good. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you got it. Sailor, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah. It's a family affair here, Bogues, on the DA show.
We really guilted Sailor into that. She wanted no part of us.
Yeah, I know. She waved us off.
But I feel like she missed a chance, too. There was she could have made a gift request or something there with her boyfriend on the hook, and she let him off.
I squeezed him at least to cook for her at least
one
meal.
And he said no. He said, I'm going to be tired.
Well, breakfast. He's got breakfast on Sunday morning. So we at least got that out of him. So Khalil, though, is a great dude and great to have him here on the show.
And a great player. Just Google Khalil Shakir highlights
and
then
awesome.
Sit back for a few minutes and watch him go get the football.
Absolutely awesome. He's like the bacon top cinnamon bun of wide receivers in college football.
With bacon!
I would agree. It's a very good assessment. I don't know if it's going to get you on the game broadcast tomorrow, but it's a good breakdown.
When we come back here on the DA show, more from Boise. We're live at Bacon. Come on down and join us. Final half hour that we're going to be broadcasting. If you're in downtown Boise, come see us. Come hang out. Come have breakfast. We've got Target Demo Friday to do. We got people honking as they drive on by. We got live goats. We got everything going on, so make sure you are part of it here at Bacon in downtown Boise.
Bacon.
This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I like a Harry Ashcraft.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
30 minutes past the hour here for the final hour of the show, live from Bacon.
With Bacon.
In Boise, downtown Boise. We have had a hell of a day already. Everything has happened. Basically, everything has happened. And we still encourage you to drop on by. We are getting dropped off gifts here and food here and awesome stuff all week long. And so I very much appreciate the welcoming attitude of everybody here in Boise, having us come back, and the bacon that's in front of me right now that I want to continue to crush during commercial breaks. Come have breakfast here at Bacon with us in downtown Boise. Been a really fun time. Later on today, I'll be at Big Al's on the patio in the Village with the afternoon show, Johnny Ball Game and Prater in the afternoon show. And then also, I'll be doing a nighttime show, 6 until 7, which is basically going to be a pep rally for Boise State fans to come down and hang out with us before the game. So tonight, if you can be available between 6 and 7, so we have a live studio audience for the show. That would be phenomenal. At Big Al's tonight between 6 and 7, after the afternoon show is done, I'll take over. We'll host a one-hour kind of pep rally pregame show for tomorrow night's action. So that's tonight. Be there. Hang out. Come see me. That would be awesome to see you in attendance. Tomorrow, some college football as well at Twisted District. We'll have watch party there for college football early in the day. And then we're heading down to the game tomorrow. I've heard we got a double-decker bus we're hopping on to go down there. And Bogues, yesterday, again, I don't want to rub it in, because I know Mraz wants to be here so badly, but they did have us go to the blue turf. I'm sure Mraz saw pictures of that on your Instagram.
So plenty.
And they had us practicing coin toss stuff. We're out there and where we should stand and who should call it and how to flip it and do you wait until it hits the ground and what have you. And that was honestly a little strenuous because there's a lot of pressure on us tomorrow.
Not just pressure, but there's a lot of rules for the coin toss that you wouldn't know until you get the honor of doing the coin toss. And sadly for me, I think I just have to spectate. Obviously, you need to be the one that flips the coin. The visiting team does get to say heads or tails, unfortunately for me as well. I wanted to catch the coin that you flipped and then show it to the referee, but the coin has to hit the ground. So I can't pick it up. So I'm going to be there with you, but just riding shotgun for your big moment. So I hope that you can flip this correctly, get that thumb loose, because you need a couple of good rotations to get the truest of outcomes tomorrow night.
Mraz, we'd love to have you here for the coin toss, man.
I know how to flip a coin. I wouldn't need training on how to properly flip a coin. This is absurd. If TV shows this coin toss, I am smashing my 75-inch LG TV over my kneecaps and I'm going to bed.
So you wouldn't be happy for me to do the coin toss tomorrow night?
Why can't I both?
Why wouldn't you be supportive?
Why can't I be both supportive and happy for you in the moment and angry as heck at my circumstance? Why can't both of those things coexist?
Well, Aaron Goldsmith is doing the game on FS1, and I kind of know him through some people.
Uh-huh.
So I have begun the petitioning of can he somehow confirm that they're going to show the coin toss on FS1? Because the TV has a minute-by-minute rundown, and they definitely have a window for the anthem, of course, as they should. The coin toss can sometimes get covered by a commercial break. So there are no guarantees just yet, but the request has been made.
So, Mraz, maybe you'll be able to watch us do the entire coin toss.
I'm not going to be able to look away. That's for sure. Me and DJ Tommy D sitting there, we're not going to be able to look away. But I know I'm going to be upset. I know I'm going to be frustrated. Double-decker buses, cinnamon buns with bacon, wallpaper with bacon. You guys have basically taken what I did in Boise and turned it into Willy Wonka's Bacon Factory, and now we're flipping coins. And you expect me to sit here and be all happy for you. Enjoy your time. I'll see you Tuesday in New York City where we can all be miserable together.
And not to rub more salt or bacon in the wounds, but they've actually developed an entire music festival called Bogus Fest. And this is because they have, look, Mraz, if you look on the Watch DA stream right now, Rhett Bogues is holding up an embroidered hat that says Bogus Fest. And if you go online, you can check it out. It's a Dave Matthews Band.
Tribute-inspired
concert in honor of Bogus. So
I
it's
refuse
nuts.
To believe that's what it is.
It's nuts. No, it's Dave Matthews Band. It's Bogus Fest. You know, it's intense. They rolled out the red carpet for us, Mraz, so they've even got a music festival based on Bogues.
A Day of Dave.
Yeah, Bogues can have fun with that, because if there are any people I didn't want to be around in Boise, it's the people that would go to a Dave Matthews tribute band concert. So have fun with those people.
It's a Target Demo Friday, and usually I read through all the tweets, etc., but I want to give an opportunity for everybody in the live studio audience today to do a Target Demo. So coming up after our break, we can line up next to KJ over here. He's going to have a microphone, and we're going to line up, and we're going to have live Target Demo Fridays ready to go. So that should be a lot of fun. Let me know, I guess, who you are. I know where you're listening because you're actually physically in front of me, but maybe what you'll be doing for the game tomorrow or what you ate today at Bacon. Either one is good for me. Bogues, you got our final update to the morning. What do we got?
We got the Giants. They could not have come closer to winning Thursday Night Football in Washington without actually winning it.
Hopkins is set. Way takes the snap, gets it down, kick on its way, and it is good. But there's a flag on the play.
He missed it.
Oh, you missed it.
He missed it. There's a flag down. Let's see what the flag is.
Bob Papa and Carl Banks on Giants Radio. Dustin Hopkins did miss from 48 as time expired, seemingly giving Big Blue a 29-27 escape, but Dexter Lawrence had jumped offside, so Hopkins got a second chance from 43, hit it, and Washington won 30-29. Joe Judge teams are not supposed to do this.
certainly disappointing, and like you said, it hurts. We've got to get past that. We've got to, get past that and get to work and put our heads back down and, focus on what we need to do to improve as a team.
Judge got 249 yards and one score through the air, 95 and one running from Daniel Jones, but Taylor Heinicke gets the win, ending Washington's five-game losing streak in this head-to-head. Chiefs OC Eric Bieniemy says he is focused on the task at hand, which is the Ravens' defense this week, not the rumors connecting him to the USC opening. Meanwhile, a report out of L.A. says the Trojans...
Then what the heck's a Trojan if it's not a condom?
Have Oregon's Mario Cristobal atop their wish list right now. He got a 6-year extension, don't forget, from the Ducks back in December after being connected to openings at Auburn and Texas. Boise State plus Air Force, Colorado State, San Diego State, and UAB all linked to the American Athletic Conference, who's poised to lose UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston to the Big 12. The AAC apparently wants to end up with 12 schools once this round of reshuffling ends. The Yankees dropping out of that three-way tie with the Blue Jays and Red Sox for the two AL wildcards with a 3-2 loss in 10 in Baltimore. New York now a half game behind those other two. The Astros maintain their 7-game lead on the A's in the AL West with a 12-1 rout of the Rangers. Oakland won in KC in the afternoon. Royals catcher Salvador Perez hit his 45th homer in that one, matching the single-season record for a catcher. The IOC is keeping its strict COVID protocols in place from the summer games to the winter games in Beijing in February. And U.S. women's soccer hammered Paraguay last night 9-0 in a friendly and Cleveland. Carly Lloyd, 5 goals as she begins her final stints with the national team. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back, Target Demo Friday live from Bacon in downtown Boise on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
We begin with a live Target Demo Friday from Bacon in downtown Boise. My man has been here both mornings, yesterday and today, from start until finish. Thanks so much for coming down, and the floor is yours.
I'm Larry out of Boise.
Larry out of Boise.
Actually, originally New York. Took me longer than 6 hours to get here. it was 36-hour drive.
36-hour drive. Yes. Slightly past Cleveland then.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, I just want to get a beam up. That's why I've been showing up both days.
He's been dying for a beam up both days, 4 hours on with us with Dutch Bros here at Bacon. Give him another one, buddy.
Thank you, Pete.
Boise loves the DA Show. We love you guys back. And you got a pretty funny T-shirt that you actually made as well, right?
Yeah, I can't say it on the air,
No,
though.
It's kind of vulgar, but it's a Boise State Broncos T-shirt. And
it says, don't mess with the blue turf, basically.
Yeah, that's a proper way to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks so much for coming out both mornings and hanging out all morning with us both days. It's been awesome to see all the listeners, and you included, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I love this show. Thank you, DA.
You got it, brother. Thanks so
much.
With
Bacon!
Now, the award for the longest drive to come see us is our next guest here. He is all decked out in Washington State gear, so he's a Cougs fan.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, the floor is yours. What's your name?
D.A. Bogus. This is Brian.
Brian.
Came down with my cousin Kent from Moscow, Idaho.
Okay.
And you guys get me through the work week, and we love your show. And when I'm not rooting for the Cougars, rooting for the Broncos. So good luck, Broncos, this week against the Pokes.
Now, dude, you people that don't know, Moscow is that's a haul. How far was the drive to get down here?
It took about 5.5 hours. Yeah, it's just 7 miles from Pullman where the Cougars are, and it's about a 5.5 hour drive after I got off work last night. We got a couple hours sleep and then came here for the show.
And you guys were the first ones here this morning. The first ones here. You were here before we were. So you actually had to welcome that crazy dude on the side of the street was yelling vulgarities at us.
He was here right here with us.
Well, I bow down to you guys. 5.5 hours is a hell of a trek, and thanks so much for coming down to see us and spending some time with us and having breakfast over here.
Yeah, we love your show. Just give us a beam up. That's all we want.
Get another beam up here! And you got a buddy as well, right? He's a coach in the area. Or no, he's a coach, but his son's down here?
Yeah, my cousin's son is one of the assistant coaches at CUNA High School, and so we're going to go watch them tonight.
Gotcha. And what's your buddy's name?
Kent. This is my cousin, Kent.
Kent? Nice job. Let's get Ken a beam up as well. All right. 5.5 hour drive to come down here to see us, which is amazing. So cool. On Twitter, we're also getting some tweets. Backwards Brian tweets, I'm listening via podcast later. Slept in after a late night sitting through 9 innings of rain to watch my Orioles beat the Yankees in walk-off fashion. Going to spend the rest of the day with the family. Watch football Saturday and Sunday. Can I get a Bebo? Daniel tweets, I'm heading through Tennessee, listening on Sirius XM and wishing I was hanging out with you guys, having one of those wonderful-looking cinnamon rolls. Can I get a beam up?
With bacon!
Big Daddy Betts tweets me a picture of the Giants on that boat. And the graphic says, the Giants have started 0-2 every year since taking the boat photo. Miraz, did you know that?
Yeah, well, they start 0-2 every year before the boat photo, so it was easy to wonder that they did it since the boat photo.
Carla tweets, happy Friday. Permission to enter. I'm on my way to school listening to KTIK. Wishing I could join you guys, but getting ready for my son's wedding on Sunday. Come back and let's go to the Basque block. Hashtag beam me up. Hashtag wedding bells ring. Hashtag I feel good. With Mike.
I was on that Basque block when I got here Wednesday night.
Oh, it's great.
So many good places.
Eric tweets, I'm stuck at work in the morning here in Boise. Hopefully I'm going to get out to Big Al's later on to see you guys. Hashtag Bronc Gnome Nation. We have a Broncos gnome in front of us. Let's get Eric a beam up.
All you're getting is a spam.
All I'm getting is a spam. And Caleb tweets, so I wake up this morning, turn on the DA show, just in time to hear Miraz trying to figure out the difference between a ram and a goat and a sheep. Miraz, you do contribute to society. You make others feel better about themselves and their education. Hashtag beam him up!
Oink, oink. Oink, oink.
When you do the oink, oink, Miraz, which animal is that? Is that the goat or is that the sheep?
Well, I told you, there's a hog, there's a boar, there's a pig. Apparently, it's all of them, but now oink, sheep oink. And lamb can't be related.
Oink, oink.
Okay. That's your target demo Friday this morning. So we had multiple epic fails this morning, and some of them were incredibly funny. Some of them were somewhat sad, somewhat tragic. We had a lot of different things happening today. It began with a guy in the street just yelling, F you! F you! Which I'm like, that, Dad, how'd you get to Boise? And it has ended with a garbage truck behind us. So it's been all types of perfect. So what did we decide of the epic fail this morning here, guys?
DA, we had to go with the goat on set and the story of the previous goat and its passing, because not only is it an epic fail, it could be the number one 12th DA of Christmas when all is said and done. That's where we have to go today.
You have already bestowed upon this perhaps the number one moment of the DA show's year. A live goat shows up to this remote today, and its owner, here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Here's my horny dog.
She's your horny dog. And I tried to pet Flower during the commercial break, and she kind of bucked at me. Is that a friendly buck, or is that, get away from me, buddy, I'm annoyed?
Kind of both.
It's a little bit of both. So there was a little Aaron Rodgers, get away from me, buddy, situation for me.
Oh!
So she's such a sweetheart, though. What do you feed a goat on a daily basis?
She eats whatever she wants.
Yeah, because goats like have been known to eat tomato cans and tires.
She's got four stomachs.
She's got four stomachs. So yeah, so what do you feed her? Just like what you're
pellets,
eating?
Pellets.
Oh, okay. There's goat pellets.
Yeah.
A cheeseburger and went to bed.
Okay. And so you got to walk a goat?
You don't have to walk her, but I like to walk her.
Okay. And so does she just do and number one just on the street? And you got to pick it up like a regular
Hot Tong Lee
dog thing?
Yeah, her pellets, they're just little raisins.
And you have to really pull and yank at the udder.
Okay. Okay. So that's a little easier. Clean up.
It's not runny or anything.
Have you ever...
And then it will spray all over the place if you're not careful.
Have you ever met anybody else with a pet goat that kind of walks it on a leash?
No.
Yeah, are you allowed... Like, are you currently breaking some kind of city ordinance by having this goat on the street? How does that work?
No. Just my animal.
Have you ever owned a goat before?
I have. And she fell off my golf cart and broke her neck.
Oh, no. So you had a goat on a golf cart?
Yeah, I worked at the golf course, and she was golfing with me one day and
she
jumped.
Was golfing. What was her handicap?
Broken neck.
Got it.
The biggest stage out there.
Oh my!
Got it. Wow, this is taking a dark turn.
Yes. Did you get any
cotton off her before she died?
No, I didn't get any cotton. And she is full grown.
What was her handicap?
Broken neck.
Got it.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Woo! Oh, well, that was a show.
It's worse the second time.
It really is.
Yeah,
it keeps getting worse. Jeremy tweets, that show is easily a 12 DA of Christmas. What else can happen today? Hashtag girlfriend. Hashtag no. No. Dummy brain, no. Hey, I just want to thank everybody that came out here. Round of applause, everybody. This was so much fun. This is so cool. I just love being here so much. If you're around town, come down to Big Al's, the patio in the village. Village, coming up later on tonight. I'm going to be doing the show 6 until 7 o'clock, a whole Boise State show. But thank you to Bacon. Thank you to Mraz. Thank you to Pete the Body. Thank you to KJ here on site. Thanks to Bogish and Kaplan. The week has been amazing here in Boise. It continues after we sign off the air throughout the weekend. The mothership disconnects.
Come on!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.